We're joined here today by the now sole head coach of the Audubon wrestling team. It is head coach Tyler Christensen, kind of taking over as the sole head coach with assistant Shauna Bowman kind of being them to help him out throughout the season. But coach, appreciate you taking some time to talk to us here today.
Yeah, no problem.
Absolutely. So, coach, season now coming into the season, COVID protocols are kind of lessened, from last year kind of being a weird and wacky year. Talk to me just about taking over the helm as the head coach and kind of what it's been like so far for you.
Yeah, I'm excited to be the sole head coach, but, Shauna Bowman's been a great mentor the past 2 years. He's been in the game a long time, and I was able to learn a lot from him. And I can see our practice schedule and things like that probably going to be pretty much the same because I've kind of been running practices for the last 2 years. But I feel a sense of a little bit more responsibility since I am sole head coach now.
Yeah, and talk to me just about having, Sean still there to help you out throughout the season. He's just a great mind for wrestling. So what has it kind of been like to learn under that his guidance?
It's been real eye-opening. He's a lot more technical with the rules and such. He has a lot more knowledge than I ever did coming into the sport. I'm more of a kind of basics. We're going to be good at the basics, and he has kind of some of that, fancier technique, if you want to call it, kind of some of the tricks to the trade. So it's been real nice.
Yeah, absolutely. So season's coming up here soon, which obviously it's hard to believe that we're already coming into the winter season. But talk to me about some of the guys that you're going to have on the team this year, because last year guys were kind of a small team, 8 guys in total last year. So has that number increased? And then also talk to me just about the breakdown grade wise. What's kind of the mix up there?
Yeah, our numbers seem to be going up a little bit. It's Audubon and Exire Elkhorn Kimmelton were together again this year. We're actually maybe joining with IKM Manning. We got to figure that out. I know we're joining junior high programs this year. So our numbers are going up. I think with my meeting with Audubon and Exire Elkhorn Kimmelton, we've had about 18 kids sign up. So hopefully all of them come out, and that would be a great number for us. More bodies in the room, chance for everybody to get better. I think majority of our wrestlers are actually probably our sophomores and freshmen right now. We have 2 seniors, 2 juniors, maybe 3 juniors, and then the rest of them are sophomore and freshmen. So that's exciting to try to get those younger guys in the room, getting some guys that have never wrestled before in there. And I'm, as a football coach, I'm kind of using that as some recruiting also. So,
yeah, absolutely. And talk to me about that partnership with Exira. I know last year there was a kind of a hard time getting some guys there. I think you had 1 guy from Exira last year. So what was kind of the difference this year?
I think the kids are hopefully just seeing that we are just one unit. It's not Audubon wrestling anymore. That is no longer a thing. We are Wheeler wrestling. I've talked to both school districts, and that's kind of the path we're taking right now, is that we're just going by Wheeler wrestling, and we're all one team. Growing up, I wrestled for Atlantic Cam, and we kind of had the same process there of we are one team. We were no longer the Atlantic Trojans. We were Atlantic Cam Trojans. So coming from that background, I was able to try to help recruit some more wrestlers from down in that area. And I think the guys are getting to know me a little bit more down there, and so hopefully we can continue to grow those numbers.
Yeah, and talk to me about kind of that IKM Manning thing that you talked about. How is that kind of developing so far?
Yeah, I mean, we've had some people show interest, and we know they have some pretty good junior high numbers. We'll be lucky to get anybody for high school, I think, this year. But they have some young wrestlers, and they were joined with Carroll, and we just kind of talked to some ADs and talked to see if they would want to join our program just because, we're struggling with numbers, and we really want to build a successful wrestling program here. So
yeah, absolutely. So talk to me about some of the experience you guys bring back this year. You mentioned 2 seniors, a really good freshman and sophomore class. So what's some of that experience you're bringing back here to this season?
Yeah, we have a returning state qualifier last year, Cooper Nielsen. He'll be a junior for us this year. He qualified in a pretty exciting match last year, won a wrestle back, was able to qualify for state tournament. So we're looking for some good things out of him this year. One of our seniors, Carter Andreessen, he was a sectional champ last year and became sick, so he's unable to wrestle at district. So that was a pretty big heartbreaker for us as a team. He's looking to do some great things this year. We also have Alex Foran as a senior. Started wrestling his freshman year. I think he's looking to make an impact at heavyweight or 220 this year. Keegan Dice also had some concussion issues last year. He's been a wrestler for us all 4 years. I think I'm pretty sure if I'm correct, he's a junior this year. He's looking to make some noise as well. And we have some younger guys in there that, they're really doing well with football this year, like Manny Beiswanger. He just started out 2 years ago. If I would have to say, I think he might be my most improved wrestler just because he's come from no knowledge to a pretty nice double leg now. And it really shows on the football field as well. He's a pretty good tackler. But there's a lot of guys. I know I'm forgetting some names, but just getting those younger guys in the room, getting them excited, getting some of the basics down, will be really interesting to see.
Yeah, absolutely right. And obviously the biggest thing about wrestling is maintaining that weight or getting into, kind of the weight and form and whatnot. So how are the guys kind of coming along when it comes to getting to the weight class you'd like them to compete at?
I have no say in where the boys want to wrestle. I tell them that up front. I'm not going to make anybody cut weight. It's basically where the cards fall is where they can wrestle. I have told them our start day, and they know the knowledge of the fat test of how much weight you can lose. But in our system, we do challenge matches, and best two out of three gets the varsity spot. So I don't even know where a lot of us are going to fall yet. I think we're going to have a bunch around 140, kind of that 135 to 150 range. I think we're going to have a ton of wrestlers. We might be a little light on the lighter side of the things, and not that many upper weights either. But we'll have a bunch of those middleweights, so we'll just have to see how the cards fall there.
Yeah, absolutely. Talk to me just about the strengths. You talked about, some of the guys able to qualify for the state tournament, and you got some surprising guys like Manny Beiswanger, you mentioned, that surprised you last year. So what do you believe are some of the strengths this team is going to have this season?
I think this season, I'm hoping we'll be a dominant force. I really try to pound that into the guys' mind that, go out to not just win, but dominate. We're especially being a smaller team, we need to pride ourselves on bonus points if we want to be competitive in the duel scene. Last year only having eight guys, it's hard to win duels when you're giving up that many points with those opens. So we really pride ourselves on being dominant, getting those bonus points, and I think that's going to be a big thing this year as well.
Yeah, especially knowing you guys have a much bigger team this year than last year. Those dual meets are going to probably be a lot more better for you guys.
Yeah, we hope so.
Yeah, absolutely. And talk to me just initially about your schedule here this year. Are there any of the meets kind of in the beginning of the season that you're looking forward to?
I think the Riverside tournament's always a good one. Having a small team these past 2 years, I've really looked forward to tournaments, just to kind of get those guys some good competition. That's always a good one. It's a big one. It's run nicely, and that's kind of our big first test to get the guys seeing a lot of different people at the beginning of the year. I'm the kind of guy that kind of takes things one day at a time, though. So, to be honest with you, I haven't looked forward to the schedule that much. I kind of tell the guys we have to have the mindset. It doesn't matter who we're going to wrestle our match, and nothing should change. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, the kind of last thing I wanted to talk about is that conference. The Western Iowa Conference is pretty tough in every sport, no matter which one it is. Wrestling, of course, especially too. So what are some of those teams in the WIC that you're looking forward to going up against?
I think all of them really. I mean, Underwood's always good. Logan's always good. We always have to get to see some tough competition. Again, like this year, I said, hopefully we can be more competitive in the dual scene throughout the year with our increased numbers. But only time will tell with that. So.
Yeah, no, absolutely right. Well, coach, is there anything else you'd like to mention about the upcoming season, about this team, your first year as head coach, or just maybe anything we didn't talk about here today?
I think that's it. I think we're all just excited to get to work. So.
Absolutely right. Well, coach, we wish you good luck here in your first official year as the sole head coach. And, obviously, we'll catch up with you throughout the season.
All right. Thank you.